As we conclude our series of shiurim regarding choshed, there are situations where the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yotes of Tess teach us that we maybe could be a little more lenient. If you have a situation where somebody became a ger, and in that world, Baruch Hashem, we don't live in such a world anymore. If somebody became a ger, he needed to be concerned that he may get Chas v'Shalom killed for doing such a terrible thing of becoming a ger. And therefore, because of that, he reverted back. Or even a Jew that acted that way and he turned back because he's concerned that he will be harmed by acting like a Jew. The halacha is that he's not considered a choshed. On the other hand, the Paiskim do take a stricter approach that if a ger became a ger and then he reverted back, that he could be considered a mumel chalatayr kula and will not be considered Muchs B'Kashrus, he'll be considered a Choshet. Which opens up a whole question, which is not the subject of the Shiurim. If a Ger reverts back and doesn't keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah, is he still considered a Ger or not? If you see somebody who's a Moser, our Gemara speaks about a gabai, a person who used his government position to steal from Jews and misappropriate Jewish money, even though he's certainly doing the wrong thing. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlokes if his shechitasoi is kosher or posel. Similarly, if you have a Jew, that even though in one city he says he believes in Avodah Zarah and he goes to worship in a base Avodah Zarah, and then in the other city that he comes to, he says, I'm a Jew, and he goes to shul. So the wine that he touches does not necessarily become non-kosher, but such an individual doesn't have nemanis regarding the kashrus of his food. So as the Shach explains, this person is obviously, even when he's worshiping different Avodah Zarah, not believing in them. And therefore, his touching of the wine doesn't make it non-kosher. But since he still, under whatever circumstances, feels and goes to worship other religions, we can't say that he is Neman. There's a question where you have people, Baruch Hashem, we don't live in such a world, but there were countries where you had to hide being a Jew. And they publicly seemed to be worshiping other religions. They were called the Nusim, the Maranos. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yotes Sif Yud Beis discusses them, that these people in the privacy of their homes act appropriately, just publicly they can't. They are believed, and their wine is not Yayin Nesach, and we could even eat from their shechita. If somebody sold somebody else food that's also to be eaten, and the food is also to be eaten, it's an Issa D'Raisa. If before he ate it, he became aware that it's usur, so he should return to the store what he bought, and he's entitled to a full refund. If he only became aware of what he ate being non-kosher after he ate it, the halacha is that he still is entitled to get a full refund. And as the, this is in Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Gimel. And the reason is because the seller had no right to sell this person something which is non-kosher. And therefore, even though the person ate it, Chazal made a knas on the seller that he has to return the full value, the price that he paid. According to the Shach, if that's the reason, because he had no right to sell it, that's only in a case where the seller knew that the food is indeed not kosher. But if the seller would not have known that, then the halacha would be that just like the buyer didn't know that he was doing something wrong, the seller also didn't know that he was doing something wrong. And therefore, if the buyer ate up the food, he could not demand a refund. The Gra seems to take a different approach. He seems to say that the food that I bought that is not kosher in the halachic sense has no value because it's also to eat. And therefore, the money I paid, I didn't get anything of value for my money, and I'm entitled to my money back. Darach HaShulchan Halacha L'maisa takes the approach that if the seller was not aware that the food that he sold was not kosher and the buyer already consumed the food, he's not entitled back to his money. If the buyer bought something from a seller that turns out to be not kosher and he now sells it on, let's say he bought meat that he thought was kosher from the seller. And it turns out that meat was not kosher. So the halacha is, and he sold that meat on to a guy. So he's not entitled to his full money back because he sold the meat. And he sold it to a person who's allowed to eat that meat. But he's entitled to get back the difference in value between kosher meat and non-kosher meat. So that's the halacha when the food was awesome with the raisa. What about when the food is awesome with the rabbonin? So somebody, again, bought food that's awesome with the rabbonin and becomes aware that the food that he bought is awesome with the rabbonin and before he consumed, and became aware that before he consumed it, he could give back, he has a right to give back the money and get a full refund. If, however, he only becomes aware after he ate it, the halacha is that he doesn't get back his money. However, the Shulchan Aruch says that if the food that he purchased, albeit is only asa midrabanan, is asa b'hanah, even though it's only asa midrabanan, he's entitled to give back. He could get back his whole money because the food that he purchased had no value. If the person who bought that food that's not kosher mixed it in together with other food which is kosher and it became bottle b'shishim, so now the person, and then he ate it. So technically, he didn't eat anything which is not kosher, because the food when he ate it was bottled, the non-kosher food that he ate was bottled in the kosher food. The Paiskim still say that he's entitled to get back his, so there's machlokes if he's entitled to get back his money or not. Some say, yes, you sold me non-kosher food, and as we're learning, if you sell me non-kosher food, I'm entitled to get my money back. Others say, since at the end of the day, I didn't eat something which is not kosher, then I'm entitled to get back. I'm not entitled back my money. If somebody sells food that is not kosher under the guise that it's kosher, we don't allow him to sell kosher food anymore. And even if he did so, only once, we don't allow him to be to sell kosher food. And he can't claim that he made a mistake. It doesn't make a difference. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tezvav takes a very strong position. So if somebody did this, where he sold non-kosher food with a claim that it's kosher, the Shulchan Aruch says he has to go to a place, go to a place where he's not known, and show that money is not what drives him. He'll give back an aveda, even though it's very valuable, or he'll be a shaychet and shecht an expensive animal and be ready to say it's treif. So then there's a question if we could accept him. And there it seems that we do accept his tshuva. There's a shaila how far we accept his tshuva. Do we accept his tshuva that we consider him about tshuva, but we will let him be a butcher again? There is, in fact, a shaila that Dr. Tshuva discusses. If such a person did this, can we trust him in the future with a mashgiach? Some parties can say that we can't trust this person ever again, even with a mashgiach, because we saw he did something like this. Others are a little more lenient. A shaychet who said on treifa meat that it's kosher, we don't accept him. However, if he has a good excuse to say that there were circumstances that caused him to get confused, we maybe could be a little more lenient.